Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown, and welcome to CEO's Rock, where we have a daily podcast that really just shares how stuff works, how we can all make more money in our businesses, how we can help our businesses grow. So I'm really happy that you're hanging out with me today. Our lesson today is really about trade shows, all about trade shows, how to make money, what's the gist of a trade show, and all that good stuff. But before I get into that, just want to give a quick shout-out and level of support to an organization called Black Business Works, of which I am a member, the Jersey City, New Jersey chapter. They have a Bronx chapter, Harlem chapter, and chapters are growing throughout the country. But BBW is an amazing organization where entrepreneurs of color can come together over breakfast meetings and actually, quote unquote, do business, where we sit and we actually exchange ideas and suggestions to help other entrepreneurs of color make more money in their business. So yesterday they presented me with an amazing membership certificate. I'm sure the pictures will be uploaded to Facebook, and as soon as they send them to me, I'll put them up on my blog. But it's just a wonderful organization. So big shout out to Hannah Russell and Jima Ali and Nina Ali, who are the chapter presidents, as well as Jay Brunson and Aisha Duncan and Jacqueline Callender and all of the other members of the BBW chapter. We are just making amazing inroads in our business and sharing a lot of great contacts. So big shout out to everybody over at BBW. And I also want to share with you, for those who are listening to this podcast live, across the bottom of your screen, you should see our new book scrolling across the bottom, CEO's Rock Women in Business series. Our newest book is entitled 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today. So it should be scrolling across the bottom. So I hope it is. If not, you can log on to my website, cybrown.com, or you can log on to 99tipstotransformyourbusiness.com. So there's just tons and tons of ways. And the book features a plethora of women pouring out, doing a brain dump and dumping out what's in their head to help you run your business better, make more money, and just kind of shift, give you the opportunity to shift perspectives. So I really hope you pick up the book. It's an amazing work, and we were able to get this book completed in 2 months, which is unheard of in publishing. Not unheard of in how we get down, the way we get down, but definitely unheard of in publishing. So big shout out to all of the women who have contributed. I love you, love you, love you all. So I'm going to jump right into today's lesson. Just to let you know, the chat room is open. So if you'd like to chat with me, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown, and you can definitely chat it up. And I see we have callers on the line. So callers, if you have any questions, please hit number 1 on your keypad, and I can definitely pick up your line. Today we're talking about trade shows, and in the spirit of us having a new book out and Book Expo America coming to the Javits Center here in New York City, I just thought it would be really cool to share with you what I know about trade shows and what I've learned over the years working with people who facilitate trade shows, the setup, the breakdown, and just what trade shows are really all about and how important it is to be involved with your industry's trade show. A trade show, the gist of it, the gist of what a trade show is when all of the people in your industry, consumers and industry, the corporate side, come together for the common purpose of whatever your industry specializes in. So, for example, Book Expo America, which I have actually been an exhibitor and I've been an attendee and I've made money from BEA, is an event that takes place at Jacob Javits Center, and it travels the world, actually. They had it in L.A., and I don't think it did very well for 1 year, and then it came right back to New York City. But on the corporate side, it's all of the publishing companies from all over the world. It is huge. So Scholastic has this huge 3D section because they specialize in children's books. Chicago University Press exhibits, and they're just—it's just a everybody who's anybody that's in your industry is there. Whether it's BEA or Blog Talk World, there's Blog World Expo. I attended that trade show in Vegas, which is all about blogging and social media. I mean, there's trade shows for every industry that you can ever imagine. Think of like a gun show. So now, getting back to trade shows. If you're at a trade show, if you're an exhibitor, you use this as an opportunity, I suggest, to build your mailing list. A lot of trade shows don't allow retail sales on site. It really depends on your industry, but many use it to exhibit new products. Just think of the car show. You can't really buy a car right there and drive it off the lot. As on the corporate side, many people use trade shows as an opportunity to showcase their products or services and build their mailing list and connect with consumers. On the consumer side, you attend trade shows to learn more about a product or service that you're specifically interested in. I will tell you, when I first started writing books, I reserved a booth at BEA, and what happens is people walk up and down the aisles to see if your product or service is a good fit. Now, many of you know I'm a speaker, and I was able to actually get speaking engagements based on the topics of my books by exhibiting at BEA. One thing I want to share with you that is very, very, very important. If you are ever an exhibitor at a trade show, the days are very, very long, and it's really, really hard work because you're, for the most part, involved with the setup and breakdown of your booth, as well as all of the connections and gathering the information and staying connected with the consumers. One thing that really gets under my skin when I attend a trade show is when the exhibitors or the people monitoring the booth are sitting down behind the table. A trade show is your opportunity to shake hands, hug, and be very touchy-feely with your customer. A lot of times they've got like lollipops and stuff on the table. Use this as an opportunity to engage with your customer. Use this as an opportunity to put a face behind, a human experience behind your product or service. The people that pay money to come and be caught up on the most recent trends in their industry, they want to know what you have to offer. And one of the most frustrating things I see just as on the consumer side is to walk past the table, the people who are monitoring the booth are chit-chatting with each other and just waiting for people to stop by. If you're spending your good money to exhibit at a trade show, you better just have on the most comfortable shoes possible and be ready to talk to every single person that walks by. A friend of mine, his name is Hickson, and he has books. He's a publisher, and when he's at BEA, let me tell you, he works it. He has those girls in the Ghetto Heat t-shirts. They are out there passing out flyers. They are collecting email addresses. He's talking to people. That's what you're supposed to do. When you make the investment to exhibit at a trade show, it's really about building your brand, what your brand stands for. What do people think of when they think of your brand? This is an opportunity, a perfect opportunity, when you have 2 to 3 minutes with each person to really be able to finesse and zazzle your customer so that they can buy more when they go home. I would like to also share, if you ever exhibit at a trade show, invest in the scanner. Most trade show attendees, when they register, they get a name tag, and on their name tag has a barcode. Just invest. It may cost you $100, $200. I'm not even sure how much they are anymore. I haven't exhibited in like 3 years. What it allows you to do is you zap the attendees their registration card or their registration tag with their name, and it allows you to capture all of their information in like 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, it's the best thing. Or another thing, if you're an exhibitor, get labels. That way you can put labels on your products, on your services, get as many postcards as you can, order your stuff from Vistaprint if you have to. Do whatever you have to do to stay engaged with your consumer while you're at a trade show. Now, for those that may not want to make the investment to exhibit, I will tell you very honestly, I'm not going to exhibit at BEA anytime soon unless the Lord tells me something differently. Because once I exhibited, I found I was locked at my table. By being an attendee of BEA or any type of industry conference, it really allowed me a better opportunity to move around and work the crowd. And I felt that was a better investment of my money instead of spending a few thousand dollars to be fixed at one place. May as well spend less than $100 so I can walk around. And let me tell you, attending a trade show is so much fun. You get all these free books and free products and, you know, little widgets. When I went to the Blog World Expo in Vegas, they give you all these cool, you know, social media things. And, you know, that's where I learned about Adam Carolla's podcast, who has an amazing podcast with millions of listeners because he is very engaging and he stays in touch with his customers. Let me tell you, as an attendee, you will learn more by attending a trade show, in my opinion, than you would ever learn just going through Google at home. You're able to talk with people in your industry, and the tastemakers, the key influencers, are right there. The key influencers are right there. For those of you that may not live in a major metropolitan city, but if you see a trade show or an event happening or an industry-specific event happening, really, I strongly encourage you to take the money, take your savings, and attend a trade show because you will be able to get walk away with more where you've been able to talk with people and shake hands with people and get products and services and, you know, break bread and have meals and have coffee just with people that are there. The spirit of a trade show is measurable compared to the information that you walk away with. Many of you know I am an uber fan of Seth Godin, and I attended a trade show where Seth was speaking, and I was able to get a few of his books. He autographed the books. Now, of course, he's probably autographing like 1,000 books, but it was just so life-changing, and the information that he shares on marketing and social media. I am always talking about one of my favorite books, and those of you that have talked with me on a personal level know I love the book Tribes by Seth Godin, and it's a book on leadership, and I heard him speak about it at a trade show, and I just was so blown away. I strongly encourage all of you, if you have an opportunity to attend a trade show, either as an exhibitor or as an attendee, I strongly encourage you to do so because you will learn so much about your industry. You will learn so much, walk away with so many business cards and resources that it will truly, truly change your business forever. I want to thank everybody so much for listening. I see we have so many guests in the chat room, and I've got a lot of callers. Big shout out to all of the callers, 201. A lot of people from the New York, New Jersey area, 917-973-609. So big shout out to everybody. And to all of the guests who are in the chat room, if you can, create a username and passcode. That way I can properly greet you by name. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, CEOs Rock. Thanks, and I'll see you soon. But always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I'll see you soon.